This is from the book Holding Home, and it's the chapter called Truth. I stayed in the fort as long as I could. I laid on my back beside Michael and stared at the top of the fort. It was really just a sheet, but we were pretending it was the roof of a very special fort, a fort that could keep us safe. Except it didn't really work. I could still hear the monster downstairs. I could still hear Mama screaming. I kept imagining what was happening. I kept seeing it in my head. Monsters are huge. Did you know that? They are really big. And I think this monster has spines on its back. And it don't have fingernails. It has claws. Claws are a lot sharper than fingers. They might could scratch your eyes out. I can't hear what the monster is saying. Sometimes I can, but only when he's really, really loud. I can't hear the words, but I can hear the mad. I can hear him throwing Mama around, too. I squeeze my eyes shut, as shut as they will go, and put my fingers in my ears. Michael turns his head and looks at me, but he don't say anything. I wish I could get strong like Michael. I wish I could find the braveness, too. He's been listening to the monster for his whole life. That's 8 years. I'm only 6, so I've not had to listen to it for as long as he has. When he gets mad at me, when he gets real tired of me crying, he says, "Stop it, Mary Beth. I've heard it 1,000,000 times more than you have, and I ain't crying." I used to wonder why he counted the number of times the monster came and how long it had taken him to count to 1,000,000. But now I don't think he really heard them 1,000,000 times. I think he was just saying he'd heard a lot. That used to make me stop crying. It used to make me feel silly for crying, but now it don't. Maybe I haven't heard the monster 1,000,000 times, but I've heard him a lot, a whole lot. And anyway, Mama says there ain't nothing wrong with crying. Some things need crying over. It is dark in the fort. I'm glad I have Teddy to hug. Some days his hugs are the only ones I get, but that's okay because he's really soft. And I'm holding Michael's hand, too. I squeeze Teddy and my brother's hand extra hard when there's a scream like I've never heard before, a horrible scream that's so loud it flies into Michael's room and in the fort. "Michael, Michael, Mama's dying. You gotta go stop it." Michael moves his hand away from mine and rolls away from me. Another scream, a loud thud. "Mama, you gotta help her, Michael." I can't. Michael's voice is real quiet. "You gotta." Michael blows out a really big breath. He hunches his shoulders up to his neck. Can't see him real good because it's the dark, but I can tell he don't want to get out of the fort. I know he's scared, but somebody has to help Mama. I can't because I don't know how. I'm too little, or I would. I push Michael's shoulder. "Mama's dying, Michael. You gotta." He says no at first, but then he gets up and leaves the fort. I stop crying because I need to hear Michael. I listen real, real hard. A very loud slam is all I hear. Then Michael comes back. He won't look at me. He says the monster's too mad. He rolls away, but I hear him sniffling. He's crying. The monster must be really, really scary. Once there was this three-headed dragon that ate little girls for lunch and little boys for dinner. Everybody was very scared of the dragon. All the mamas and daddies tried hiding their children so that the mean dragon wouldn't find them. Then one day, the dragon found a little girl. The little girl was going to be his lunch. The little girl ran and ran as fast as she could, but the three-headed dragon was getting closer and closer. She knew she would never get away. She could not run as fast as he could. So she turned around and put both hands on her hips. "Stop!" she yelled as loudly as she could. The dragon had never heard that word, so he stopped to find out what it meant. "You can't eat me," the little girl yelled. The dragon laughed. He opened his three mouths and started to grab her and eat her whole. But the little girl said, "I love you. You can't hurt somebody who loves you, and I love you." Those words were the most powerful things the dragon ever heard. All of a sudden, he didn't want lunch. He didn't want to eat the little girl. "You don't like me," the dragon said. "Yes, I do, and I love you too." "Prove it," the dragon challenged. Then the little girl walked up to him and gave him a hug. When she did, that dragon smiled and turned nice. From then on, he never tried to eat another kid. Love made him nice. My mama tells me and Michael that story. Michael says there aren't really dragons, but I think there are. I wish I was as brave as the little girl in the story, and I would be able to save Mama, Michael, and me. What I really wish is that Daddy would come home, because then he could fix it all. That's when it hits me. The monster had never seen me. I am a girl. Like in the story, she was a girl. The monster had seen Michael before, because Michael always went down. But it had never been me. Maybe it would listen to a girl. I look at Michael. I don't know, but he is asleep. I almost wake him up, but then I don't. I just get up and crawl out of the fort. Then I walk out of the bedroom. The floor feels soft because of the carpet, but it is colder in the room than it is in the small fort. My legs shake. My hands shake, too. By the time I get to the stairs, I can't breathe real good. What if the monster hurts me? But I bet the girl in the story was scared, too. I mean, she did start off by running away from the dragon. First, she was scared, like I am now. But Michael did it. He's only 2 years older than me. That's not much. I put one foot on the stairs, then the other, until I'm downstairs. I try to think of what I'm going to hear, but I can't really hear anything except this noise in my head that sounds like the air conditioner or the way the wind sounds when Mama's driving on the interstate with the windows down. It's so loud, I can barely hear the screaming. I'm downstairs. I can hear Mama and the monster in the living room. I turn and step in there. The monster has turned away from me, but he's got Mama's face in his hands, and he's spitting. Then he pushes her to the floor. Mama is crying. I don't know what to do to stop it, but then I remember what the girl in the story did. Stop! I yell as loud as I can. The monster turns toward me. His face is red. He walks really fast, too. I didn't even really know he was coming towards me until I felt him grab my wrist and use the other hand to hit me in the face. I fall down. Don't you ever tell me what to do again. Do you understand? He yanks my arm up and hits me again. Mama screams. My face stings. He starts to hit me again, but before he can, Michael jumps on his back. Leave her alone. Get your hands off of her. The monster turns around and throws Michael off his back. Go, Mary Beth, Michael screams. The monster stops, looks from Mama, who is now standing in front of Michael, to my brother, to me. He points to Michael. Your turn will come. He turns and stomps out of the house. We see headlights flash against the windows and rocks fly. Michael jumps out from behind Mama, takes my hand and pulls me up the stairs. He never looks back at Mama. Michael takes me to his room and locks the door. Are you okay? He asks. My face is swollen. I'm rainbow-colored like Mama now, ain't I? Michael leans over and hugs me. Michael? What? I am very quiet, and my voice don't wobble when I say, the monster is Daddy.